already making Cody laugh this morning because, you know, you start off with data centers, right? But it comes out duh, data centers because we don't know a ton about them, right? We're going to learn an awful lot today. Montana on the verge of hosting one of the largest digital infrastructure projects in the country. It's a 5,000-acre AI data center campus. It's going to be located in Montana, in Yellowstone County, as I understand. How much power will it take? And then how do you know? Will that cost? Well, this is the thing, I think, is that all this data center and all these AI centers, they're going to take a lot of power, and we're concerned, you know, that we're going to have enough power. So we are going to explore that in great detail today.
From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Hi, I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and please contact me here for show suggestions or comments at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
An issue-oriented program here today. Boy, what an issue we'll be talking about. This is energy. It's data centers. There are a number of organizations that are looking at Montana, TAC, Atlas Power, and this is Quantica. And they have got, this is a really kind of a cool idea, this 5,000-acre digital campus. It's not just about having and sucking power. It's about creating sustainability as well. And this is something that we're going to need. I think we all understand that data centers and AI and the power of efficiency behind those are going to be important for our society moving forward. So, you know, creating power avenues, it's going to require efficiency to generate data centers. And so we're going to pick this up today. Let's welcome our guest. Bo LaFave is with Northwestern Energy, Vice President of Asset Management and Business Development. And that's distribution, the transmission asset management, and the long-term resources and business development. This is right up your alley, Bo, isn't it?
It is. It's an exciting opportunity for us.
Yeah, Blue LaFave. I don't know why I got this written down wrong. My fault.
No problem.
Thanks, Blue. Actually, I love the name. It's unique. And
thank you.
John Chesser is with us as well. John is with Quantica, one of the co-founders of Quantica Infrastructure and Big Sky Digital Infrastructure, which is this company that's going to shepherd this 5,000-acre digital campus. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on your program.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate that. Let's start off with you, John. Who is Quantica? What is this Big Sky Digital Infrastructure? And then we've got a ton of questions about the industry itself.
Great. Well, first off, thanks for inviting Blue and I to join your program. I'm excited to talk about Quantica, what we're doing in the state, and the benefits that we plan to bring to all Montanans. Quantica started as an idea among a group of us who had worked in the Montana power markets for a very long time. Myself, Damon Obey, Charlie Baker, and a few others. We had built a very successful data center project in Pennsylvania called the Cumulus Data Center. We saw the impact that project had on the community. Amazon bought that project from us at the end, and they've been adding jobs to this area since then. But as part of that project, we had to build extra fiber networks into the area, which benefited people's cell phone coverage. It gave people and businesses more access to that high-speed fiber, because as we were building infrastructure, the telecom companies had opportunities to sell more in that market. And then we also created a property tax base that benefited the community. And since we had all worked in the Montana power markets for decades, we wanted to bring that same benefit to Montana. To have a data center, that was one of your questions, is what is a data center? A data center is just a giant warehouse that holds computers. If you walked into it, it's white floors, white walls, and white ceilings, and you see racks, which are not dissimilar to libraries. It's like walking into a library with a bunch of books. It's a library full of computers. And what you need to make that work is you need real estate so that you can put the buildings there, and the real estate has to have some very special features to it. It has to be immune from seismic activity. It can't be in a flood zone. It can't be close to certain activities. You wouldn't want it right next to an airport because these are very expensive buildings that once you put them there, they're expected to run for 20-plus years. And so people take a very long-term view on these assets. The other thing that you need is you need to construct a lot of fiber telecommunications so that your data center in Montana can talk to data centers in Washington State, in Oregon, Salt Lake City, Denver, and Minneapolis. And then lastly, you do need electricity to power those computers, and that's the reason for the partnership with Northwestern. So we started Quantica. We're a fully integrated digital infrastructure platform. By that, what I mean is in addition to the power bench that myself, Damon, and Charlie bring, we recruited our own in-house telecommunications team who's designed hundreds of miles of fiber crossing states. And we also recruited people who had developed the real estate and made that ready for the data centers, which is no easy thing. And so we're here to take that real estate, get it ready for people to put buildings on, attract those customers that want to put their computers in a building, but also construct that necessary power and that telecommunication. So, you know, our thing is not about, you know, finding, you know, what's already there. Our task is about building that new sustainable power generation along a world-class data facility. You know, I'll pause there, but I think I'm happy to go talk about maybe why Montana. I've had several people ask me that, Tom.
You know, go ahead then. I mean, that's a great question, and I think there's a lot of good answers to that.
Yeah, well, great. Well, in terms of why Montana, first off, my co-founders, you know, Damon is from Winifred, and Charlie is from Billings, and so they really wanted to do something in Montana after we finished the Cumulus project, and so, you know, it was great to join them on this journey. In terms of Montana itself, it's their strategic advantages that come from having abundant renewable energy. You've got a great skilled engineering workforce. If you go to Billings, you know, it's a 100-plus metropolitan area. You've got all the skilled trades for electricity, mechanical, civil work there. You've got excellent rail and highway access that intersects in Billings. So the Yellowstone County area is great. And then as a state, you know, it's a business-friendly tax environment for people to go locate large infrastructure investments like this. And then lastly, the demand for data centers is significant and it's real. The people, the end customers for this are the largest technology companies in the world, the Facebooks, the Googles, the Microsofts, and they've invested $246 billion in data center infrastructure in 2024 alone. And they're projected to invest $320 billion in 2025. And some of this is driven by the AI revolution, but some of it is just the increased needs of computing by business and homes as part of all the things that we now do on the cloud, all the things that we do with web-based applications. And that's resulting in a 33% increase in data center capacity per year between now and 2030. Mm. And so myself, Damon, and Charlie, we want to just take advantage of Montana's native, you know, ingrained potential around power development, engineering talent, and get Montana its fair share of what's going on in the rest of the country and the rest of the world. There's three things that I want to talk about the benefits that we hope to bring to this. You know, first, there are people who come and go and they talk about, I want to build something. There's three things that we're going to bring to the table. One is long-term investment. Second is economic benefit. And three is a community benefit. Let's talk about that long-term investment. These aren't temporary buildings. The type of investment that these large tech companies make. These buildings are designed to operate for decades. And so they'll be looking for a 20-plus year relationship with Montana, and that type of relationship is based upon long-term sustainable growth. From the economic side, there's a PwC study that was done that showed that data centers contributed about 4.7 million jobs to the U.S. economy in 2023. And each direct data center job, so the person working inside the data center once it's up and running, it will support 6.5 additional positions across the regional economy, because you're going to have, for the guy inside the data center working it, you're going to have skilled trades coming on site to do maintenance and repairs on occasion, supporting all the other businesses, restaurants, and all the other service businesses that support those people. So these projects tend to be big drivers in the long term, but then while you're building those projects, there's substantial construction employment that happens in addition to the permanent high-paying technical jobs. And then lastly, the third benefit is all of the infrastructure that's required to do this. The fiber connectivity that's required means that we're going to increase the state's connections into its neighbors. Ultimately, this kind of a project needs to have high-speed fiber connecting Yellowstone County to Minneapolis, Denver, Salt Lake City, Portland, and Seattle, because we need this Montana data center to be able to talk to data centers in those states as they try to solve a compute problem. And so all of this fiber is going to get built, and if you're building that type of fiber, the communities that fiber go through will get access to that broadband along the way, and that's going to help the schools, healthcare facilities, first responders will all benefit as we build this infrastructure out.
John, thank you for that.
That's a little bit about Quantica and what we're here to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, and some of that infrastructure is in place, but some of it is yet to come. We got to talk about the energy aspect of this. John Chesser, again, Chief Executive Officer of Quantica Infrastructure, and this 5,000-acre campus to be built here. I think construction starts maybe in about a year or so. Blue LaFave is with us as well from Northwestern Energy. Blue, and you will understand this. I mean, when we ask the question, why Montana? I'm sure there's a lot of answers that came to your mind. I want you to share those as well. But, it's why Montana? There's a lot of good answers to that. It's still going to be a process that Northwestern Energy will need to, walk through.
It will be a process. Northwestern Montana is a great opportunity to grow our overall business with the resources that we have available to us. We're able to attract some additional load to our overall system. But as John kind of outlaid the size and the amount of need that they may have, it will be a longer plan. From an overall perspective, his group will look to bring generation along with that load in order to ensure that we have reliability, affordability, and sustainability across our overall system and our existing customers. Montana is a great place to start a business. It's a great place to work. We have the workforce that will be able to sustain this, and we have the capability with our natural resources and other resources that we have available to us to make this a very positive relationship and opportunity for the state of Montana.
And I think one of the key words that we'll come back after a break here, Blue, I appreciate that. We'll talk about sustainability. And how, how that's been a part of this conversation as data centers come into areas across not only Montana, but across the country as well. Power generation, an important part of that. Blue LaFave is with us from Northwestern Energy. John Chesser from Quantica Infrastructure and the Big Sky Digital Infrastructure Program. Back with more here in a bit. All right, Quantica Infrastructure with us here, John Chesser, co-founder and CEO, and also really running this project, the Big Sky Digital Infrastructure Project. It's a big campus that is coming to Montana. It's they've done one before, as John had noted. So I'm curious about that. John, thanks for being here. 5,000-acre energy and digital infrastructure campus. It's going to be outside Billings area, but in Yellowstone County. Blue LaFave is with us as well from Northwestern Energy. Been with that company since 1994. Wore a lot of hats, and that has led to his now being vice president of asset management and business development. And so responsible for distribution and transmission and long-term resources. Right up the alley here, Blue, as we talk about how we get the energy we need and how we get the infrastructure that we need to move this forward. I'm going to start with this, though. It seems like, John, that as I'm talking with other data centers or at least researching, there's a lot of them that are the word sustainability accompanies their plans. And I think that's probably a necessity because of the large amount of energy. Sometimes it's space as well. Talk about how a data center can be sustainable.
Great question. I think it comes from the fact that the industry is evolving, and when the first data centers were getting put up, they really didn't have an idea of how long they would be operating them and how fast they'd ever need to grow the buildings in size. But, you know, they now have a firm sense of that now. So but I want to talk about one of the fundamentals of our relationship with Northwestern, the state of Montana, and that is that we're looking to make this long-term investment 20-plus years in these buildings. That allows you to go do what I call bring your own power. And that's a growing mantra within this industry. And what that means is in addition to the 5,000 acres, we've got plans to go develop additional renewable energy on the area around our property in Yellowstone County, and we can go deploy meaningful amounts of solar as well as battery and potentially other renewable assets. And we would construct those projects, deliver that power to Northwestern, and then Northwestern would use that power to ultimately serve the data center building. And so this bring your own power means that we recognize the need for this and that we're focused on solving that. So we're going to build the power that's needed to support this project. We're going to go build it. Then obviously that gets into, well, if you've got people in Montana who have to pay for their, they get their utility bill every month, they pay for their electricity uses, they pay for your transmission. You know, we're not expecting to be treated any different from them. You know, we believe that new commercial customers should have to pay for their integration the same way that anyone building a home does. And it's a pretty fundamental principle of fairness. If you get a benefit from something, you should pay for it. So we're not asking Montana families to subsidize their infrastructure costs. The facilities we're building, the transmission upgrades that are needed, the renewable generation we're developing, we're gonna pay for that. And ultimately, work with Northwestern to ensure that that's not pushed on to the households.
You know, and I think
it's a pretty fundamental principle of relationship.
And I think people, I know I'm glad to hear that you say that it's a fundamental principle of fairness in that regard. Because, you know, as just an everyday average Joe, I'm wondering, okay, 1,000 megawatts of power. Kind of required, I guess, help us understand that, Blue LaFave. But the sustainability part of this, I think, is important to us because this we're going to need these data centers long term. But I'm going to go to Blue. The question about how much this might cost taxpayers. I got a call, and Skip, thanks for that. And he said he had to pay to get power to his house. So obviously it was, you know, maybe a bit ways off the grid. And so his question is, you know, does Quantica have to pay power to get to their project as well? Give us an idea of all those questions that people are asking. Will this cost us more as ratepayers?
Certainly, and under the state of Montana, there is a guideline that these large loads should have no harm to existing customers. Northwestern is working lockstep with the data center, including Quantica, to ensure through contract, through tariffs, that all the incremental costs that are caused by these data centers, whether it's infrastructure upgrades, whether it's generation additions, whether it's the process in order to put these large loads in place, all get recovered from those large load customers. And there should be an overall benefit to these customers because we look at the portfolio that they will be bringing, not only the renewable energy, but also the reliable portion of the portfolio, because data centers not only need or are looking for the clean energy, they're also looking for energy that is very reliable in order to serve their needs. And they will bring a full portfolio that is resource adequate, that provides service to them at the reliability requirement they have, and they will be responsible for all of those costs. Northwestern will continue to work through and make sure that those costs are attributed directly to them. And then when there are benefits, because we are serving a larger load, the fixed costs that Northwestern customers currently pay in their tariffs will be spread over that larger load and included in the costs associated with Quantica, which should provide downward pressure on overall rates, which will be a benefit to Northwestern Montana customers over the long time.
Blue LeFlave again. I'm gonna kind of have John follow up on that. What do you hear, John, when people are talking about, you know, as you go into public meetings or just are having a conversation, what are they saying about how they feel about data centers coming into their communities and maybe some of the myths regarding it, as Blue had addressed here a little bit?
Sure. I think the first thing that people want to know is what is a data center? And what does a data center do? And so I use the analogy of it's a warehouse for computers. It's a library that holds computers instead of books, because they're very large buildings. And the interesting aspect of them is that there are some myths. And one of the reasons for a lot of those myths is that there's a couple industries like cryptocurrency mining, which people have had, some people have experience with that. And crypto mining is a very different business. It's not about building a 20-year sustainable investment. It's about putting up a building that will typically earn money in the short term around, a cryptocurrency, but it's not guaranteed it's going to operate for a very long time. And typically, those are shorter-term investors. They're not the type of investor that we're dealing with, the type of customer, which are these large trillion-dollar tech companies. Those companies are significant long-term investors, and they're highly focused on innovating these projects to make them more efficient and more sustainable.
John Chester, we'll have to hold it right there. Apologies. We have a hard break upcoming, so we'll come on back with more. John is with Quantica and Blue LeFevre with Northwestern Energy, and there's more to come today on Voices
of Montana continues right after this. The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Well, it really is fascinating. Number one, what data centers and AI can do. I think we will need more, not less of those. And I think there, what I see is stats, some 5,200 data centers around the country. More coming. Montana has one plan, thanks to Quantica Infrastructure. And it's a huge campus, 5,000 acres. And with us is John Chesser from Quantica, co-founder there, University of Alabama grad, also from Harvard Business School. John, thank you for coming on. Blue LeFevre is with us from Northwestern Energy. He is Montana through and through, and been with that company since 1994. Blue, I'm gonna just pick it right up with you, and it's a pretty basic question. There's Quantica's knocked on the door. I've reported, and it's been reported, there are a couple of other data centers that are looking at Montana knocking on the door. How are we going to be able to meet those energy demands, and then not only that, the distribution demands?
Yeah, the opportunities that are presented themselves because of the availability in the state of Montana, as John mentioned, the ability to build out the network, its location in comparison to Denver, Minneapolis, and other larger hubs, have presented us with a real opportunity. So we need to work together, Northwestern with the data centers, to develop strategies to bring resources and infrastructure on in the time that they want to add load for these data center buildouts. It is a strategy to ensure that we have reliability on our system. We cannot have these new additions cause reliability concerns. And as John mentioned, we work together to create portfolios that have the ability to serve these networks in the more extreme weather conditions that we have in the state of Montana, but also take advantage of our excess energy that we have in the shoulder months in the spring and the fall. We would look to build out our firming energy resources as well as building out renewables, as John talked about earlier. But eventually, as these sizes grow and grow, we'll have to look at additional technologies to include the possibility of nuclear, the possibility of maybe even in the distant future, fusion, and look at looking at pretty much all of the above, including geothermal and all of the resources that may be available to us to ensure that the grid stays stable and the supply is there when Northwestern customers need it.
And I know that our business plans have to be built on technology that we know of now and can't really be built on speculation. So, when we look at, and John, this will go to you, we look at computing and technology, we see, you know, we're on the other side of the J curve now, where everything's coming at us pretty fast and pretty hard. So I'm curious about the amount of generation that you guys will be able to produce on the campus itself. I like your words about a well-planned digital economy. And I think we can do that here and now. It's moving pretty fast, but we can still plan this well. And I think this is the approach here. What's your confidence that you can deliver 500 megawatts and then up to possibly a gigawatt of development on these campuses? What has your experience in the previous campus shown, you know, what can be accomplished here?
Sure. These are all great questions. That's why these opportunities are wonderful to get the message out to the public and reassure them. So because these data centers are 20-year plus investments from the technology companies, that means that when you think about supplying power, you can think about making those long-term investments. I've worked in the state of Montana for a long time, almost a decade now. The rest of my team, at its heart, Quantica, you know, power is in the blood of the company. And in my previous career, you know, I've developed and operated a 3-gigawatt renewable generation fleet. Later in my career, I moved into a new company and was part of operating a 15-gigawatt fleet, which included a big nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania, which is what we located the Cumulus Data Center next to. And to Blue's point, there is the opportunity to develop substantial renewable generation in the state of Montana. Long-term, the state could be ideal for nuclear generation. And I've seen when you put a data center next to a nuclear power plant, the hyperscalers, the tech companies, you know, love those assets because they deliver that long-term sustainable power that matches up well with their investment. So we've been quietly working in the state to develop our renewable assets and, you know, make those assets available to Northwestern to ultimately serve the customer. So at least as to the first 500 megawatts, confident that generation's there. We've been working on developing this generation for some time and working with Northwestern to deliver that to the data center.
I like this question, too, about supporting emerging industries, Blue, and avoiding, you know, speculation here. But I'm going to couch it in, again, it's a common person's understanding of this. You know, are we going to get to a point where I know these ideas and they're bringing sustainable generation is very important. But do you, what's the concern, not only in our region for Northwestern Energy, but maybe around the country, that we are not, we're going to be challenged to bring all the energy that's going to be necessary for these. So how does that, where's that discussion as you guys look at long-term investments?
As we look at long-term investments, it's really important that we ensure that we have the appropriate backing, the appropriate counterparties that can support the investments that need to be made in the times that need to be made. We know there are constraints on supply as far as equipment, you know, transformers, generators. We know there are constraints on how long it will take us to upgrade certain aspects of our existing grid. And it'll be important that we work hand in glove with the data centers and developers to make sure that we have all the timing down as we look at what they're providing for their load profiles and we look at what the capabilities of adding to the system to ensure reliability, that we provide the appropriate glide path for adding load and adding generation and infrastructure so that we don't find ourselves in any type of shortfall where we're hurting reliability and or causing significant cost shifts in any given time frame. So it's all about planning and it's all about working together and then adjusting to the challenges that do come up, and there are plenty of challenges.
Yeah, John, how does that affect your industry, all right, the generation? As you noted, I mean, everybody's got to bring your own power, and I like that. But what are the concerns about, you know, reaching power capacity, so to speak?
Great question again. At the end of the day, you can't take power that doesn't exist. And so the data center will only grow as you build power. And it's not going to be something that results in grid instability. I think it'll actually result in something quite the opposite. A modern data center can actually help stabilize your grid, for example. So because we provide a steady, consistent load throughout the year, you know, we give Northwestern the opportunity to take megawatts in the shoulder period and sell those to us, which ultimately spreads those fixed costs around a bigger base. But data centers are designed to have their own backup generation so that in the event of a weather system coming through like we typically get in Montana, if there's a grid emergency, you know, the data center is designed to be, you know, basically turned off from the grid, run on its existing backup generation, and then all of that generation that's been built elsewhere in the state to support, or elsewhere on the grid rather, to support the data center is available to help all the households. That's a key feature of building a reliable and redundant data center, is that you look to the grid, you look to those renewable generation assets that we're going to build with Northwestern when the system's running normally. But when it's not, you basically, you know, you run your backup generation and you let those resources that you normally rely on be available to the rest of the households.
Got it. I got to take a break and I'll come back. And Blue, I'm going to have you readdress the question that is pretty basic, but maybe there's new listeners coming online about how this will ensure that new commercial customers pay for their own integration, so to speak. I think that's still on everybody's mind. One more time on that. Blue LeFay will come on back. John Chesser. Chesser is with Quantica. And again, it's a 5,000-acre digital campus coming to Montana. Back with more in a bit. Answering your questions about energy and data centers. We're doing that here today as much as we can. I know there's a lot of questions because it's an evolving industry as well. John Chesser is with us. He is the co-founder and CEO of Quantica. A lot of Montana roots behind him as well in that company. And Montana all the way, Blue Lefebvre with Northwestern Energy. It's Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska as well. And then growing, too, with Black Hills merger. Thank you guys again for being here. Blue, I was going to have you go back over, you know, the question that we get quite frequently about data centers is, you know, will this impact my energy? Will it impact my, you know, bottom line? But also, what about my energy usage? And I know you answered that question, but I think we have to go back over it one more time because that is one of the main questions that the public has and the PSC is going to be addressing too, the Public Service Commission, when they pick up on this topic.
Yeah, no, and those are great points. And what we want to have people have assurance in is as we build these relationships, structure these relationships under service agreements that identify exactly how or what costs were caused by these new loads coming on and how they will be recovered to ensure that those costs are not put on other customers. Above and beyond that, we even have additional benefits of being able to spread our existing fixed costs over larger load footprint because we're adding these large loads to our system. And that should put downward pressure on rates. Now rates are a market, so rates will follow whatever the market is. But by adding a full portfolio that is resource adequate, ensuring that we have enough supply through the renewables and through the firm resources that are provided in that portfolio build out, and by spreading those fixed costs over, we should be able to provide cost effective, affordable from now on into the future.
And I like how, John, you talked about stabilizing the grid, and that's an important aspect going forward because things are changing pretty fast. Quantica's, what does this look like? It's a 5,000-acre data center. Did you buy some of that land? Is it leased? And I know you talked about developing as the need comes about. But draw us a picture of what this might look like, and when do we get a shovel in the ground?
Sure, yeah. Well, when you look at these buildings, they're kind of boring. They look like a giant warehouse from the outside. They're fully enclosed buildings. So one of the myths about data centers is that they're incredibly loud buildings, but because of the way they're constructed, you know, they actually operate relatively quietly. You know, you see them at the, 55 decibels, a little bit more than that, you know, depending on the traffic conditions if you're moving something around. But they're kind of boring looking buildings. It's like just a giant warehouse from the outside. And so what you do is, so the 5,000 acres, we do own that. We acquired that land, you know, last year, very quietly, because we didn't want to alarm the community before we announced anything. And now we've made this announcement well in advance of doing anything, so that people can be prepared for it. But what we do is, of that 5,000 acres, you won't put buildings on all of it. You know, you're going to need parking lots. You're going to need roads. But you'd ultimately see, 12 to 16, large buildings. They could be 200,000 to 300,000 square feet in size. So they are large, but they look like just plain warehouses. And ultimately, we would begin some civil work in 2026. We'd be leveling some ground, putting in some roads. By 27, we'd expect to be laying the foundations of some buildings. The first building in particular. And then once that foundation gets laid, you'd start putting up the four walls and the roof. And then sometime in 2028, we would begin actually putting in the racks that will hold the computers and begin drawing power. And so in parallel...
John, we're going to have to leave it at that. I got 20 seconds, and I wanted to thank you. There was a lot of questions and answers today regarding this, but I know we're not done. So you're welcome back anytime. Congratulations on this project, John.
Thank you. John, thanks for having us on.
John Chester again. And Blue LeFave, good to catch up with you, sir. Thanks for all you do, too. Be well.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. And join us daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana, a live issue-oriented talk show heard daily on local stations all across Montana.